Okay, our friends. So today I am going to be reading a book for you, which I have heard you all ask for. Everyone is saying, please do more Minecraft stories.
Ta-da!
And say no more, friends. We are happy to do them for you. And so today I am going to be reading to you Mobs of Minecraft, Attack of the Chicken Jockey. Chicken jockey, right? That's what he says. And then he sings. Okay. So let's read this story. It was written by Christy Webster, illustrated by Alan Batson, and it is read today by Mommy. And
Steve.
So friends, grab your book, grab your copy. And if you don't have a copy of this book, I will put...
It's like brand new.
It's a new one. But some people immediately get these and want us to read them so while they follow along so that they can look at the words as I read them.
And the pictures.
And the pictures, yeah. So I will share the link for this book on my Amazon affiliates page. And if you don't have this book, you can then click on the link and buy the book. And then you can follow along with us as we read and look at the pictures. Ready? Okay. One evening, I was visiting a village near my base, harvesting crops, making trades, and collecting eggs from the chickens. I threw them a few seeds, and they ate them up. I didn't notice that just past the chicken enclosure, the forest was starting to get dark. A soft grrr emerged from the shadowy trees, and before I knew it, a horde of zombies was invading the village. And we can see them coming, and our guy goes, ugh, because grrr, come the zombies. Yeah. I hurried to the center of town and rang the bell. Clang, clang, clang. And now the villagers knew about the danger on the way. I took out my sword and got ready to fight. The villagers rushed into their houses and slammed the doors. I bravely faced the zombie invaders. It was a tough fight, but the zombies' slow shamble allowed me to take them on one by one. Do you know what a shamble is? Mm-mm. It's a way that they're walking, right? The word shamble.
Like shuffling?
Yes, it's like it does. It sounds like what it is. You're ambling along, but you're shuffling. Your legs are shuffling. And yeah, it's not a very good walk. When you see a zombie, they don't walk straight, do
or
they?
Like a zombie. Or a vampire.
Yeah. Creatures, they kind of shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, scary guys don't really walk well.
Like this.
Yep.
That.
Okay. That's when I heard it. A single buck. I turned around slowly. There it was. At first, I laughed. It was just a baby zombie. It looked funny sitting on top of the cute little chicken, but then it started running right toward me. I realized that it was a chicken jockey. Before I had the chance to react, the chicken jockey hit me hard. I ran away. The other zombies couldn't keep up with me as I sprinted through the village, but the chicken jockey was right on my heels the whole time. Oh dear, so what do you do to get rid of a chicken jockey, do you know?
Yeah.
Let's see what it says. At the end of the village path, there was a house with a door missing. That gave me an idea. I took a block of dirt out of my inventory and got ready. Right after I passed through the door, I turned and placed my dirt block in the doorway. A zombie couldn't get through now. I heard the little zombie grunt as the chicken jumped up. And to my surprise, the chicken made it through the one block hole with the jockey still sitting on its back. another plan. I took my axe out and broke through the back wall. I ran with the chicken jockey right behind me. Oh, so they can jump because the chickens can jump, right? Oh, dear.
Yeah, and zombies can jump, but they can't jump really high. Mm. You know how high a human can jump?
Yeah.
Chicken jockeys can probably jump twice that high.
Ooh.
And normal zombies can probably jump, a little bit.
Yeah.
Under.
Oh, goodness. I huffed and puffed as I ran up the stairs to the roof of the village temple. I knew the chicken jockey would follow me, but maybe it couldn't chase me off the edge. I grabbed my water bucket and dove off the roof. I tipped my bucket over just at the right moment and landed safely on the ground. What a clutch move. I scooped my water back into my bucket and looked up at the chicken jockey on the roof. Surely it wouldn't. It did. The chicken stepped right off the edge and slowly, slowly, slowly floated down. It didn't need a water bucket. It landed softly and continued chasing me. I was hungry. I was tired. I wasn't going to outrun the chicken jockey. It was time to face my fears. I grabbed my sword and braced myself for the chicken jockey's attack. I'm afraid of turning the page. I don't know what's going to happen. Suddenly, a big gray arm swooped up from behind me. It knocked the baby zombie off the chicken and all the way back into the woods. I turned to see an iron golem above me. And then it calmly walked back toward the village to keep fighting the other zombies. The chicken just looked at me and let out a single cluck. As the sun came up, I took out a handful of seeds and led the chicken to the pen with the others. It was probably as tired as I was. Whew, what a night. And that, my dear friends, is the wild story of the Chicken Jockey. Better watch out, friends. You never know.
My personal song?
I love it, Steve. I really do. You never know when Steve could get attacked by a chicken jockey and then turn it into lava chicken. Right? Alright, and that is...
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story.
That's right, and...
Oh, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever a chicken jockey spawns by me, whenever I spawn a chicken jockey, I take the lava bucket and I hit it with the lava bucket, and then the baby zombie runs off as the chicken becomes lava chicken.
Yummy. Sounds delicious. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.